This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Thursday, February 16th, 2012. Yes, it's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hi again, I am your host, Jeff McAleer. I do apologize, I've been a little more nasally the past few days, and I don't know if it's a bit of a cold or allergies or something. But I feel pretty good, I don't feel sick or anything. Oh, I'm just kidding. Anyway, also, I did want to mention if any of our listeners out there feel that we're not giving enough attention to any of their favorite companies, email either myself or Elliot and let us know, and we'll make sure we get in contact with those companies so they try to keep us in the loop. Anyway, let's move on to the news. Are you ready to level up? If so, you should be pretty excited because the official release of AEG's Thunderstone Advance is scheduled for Monday, March 12th, but you can get your copy early. Game stores around the world are hosting a pre-release level up event from March 2nd through March 8th. During that week, you'll have your first chance to get your hand on the Smash Deck Builder and score a bonus. Participating level up retailers will receive Thunderstone Advance for sale before anyone else. In addition, they'll receive an Avatars mini expansion from distributors. Avatars will be free to customers who purchase the game during level up week. After that, those avatars will be on sale for $9.99. So talk to your favorite local game store owner about how to get them free during the store's event. And if they're not having the event, tell them to contact AEG and reserve your copy of Thunderstone Advance so you can score those free avatars. Military Conquest reshaped the realms in Trial by Combat, now on sale at your local retailer and online from the Fantasy Flight Game Store. The fifth confrontational chapter pack of the A Tale of Champions cycle for A Game of Thrones, the card game, Trial by Combat puts the game's focus on armored knights and brutal combats, introducing five knights and two unique characters, all whom arrive ready for military challenges. With the characters' events, attachments, and locations of Trial by Combat, players gain new tools to exploit their opponent's momentary weaknesses and force them backward in resounding defeats. Survivors of the losing sides risk being condemned, and the aggressive stances favored by House Stark and House Greyjoy become all the deadlier, with two new events that capitalize upon their successful challenges. Trial by Combat continues the A Tale of Champions cycle development of the game's melee format, introducing three events and a plot that present clever new options in multiplayer matches. A trio of events provides each of the six great houses with tremendous utility and flexibility, allowing houses to share their traditional strengths with their allies, each at the cost of a single power from your house. The pack's new plot, I Fight to Win, may soon become a staple of melee decks everywhere, as it allows a player to claim a second title, including all the benefits of the gold, influence, card draw, strength, and support from your rivals that title demands. Forge your bid for the Iron Throne with the Strength of Steel. Some houses favor subtlety and intrigues, poisons, and lies to forge their claim for the Iron Throne. Some houses favor steel and trial by combat. Get your hands on this chapter pack today. Trial by Combat is available at your local retailer and from the Fantasy Flight web store. Cryptozoic Entertainment will produce two games based on The Hobbit movie, a board game and an expandable card game. Although no announcement has been made yet at Toy Fair, the company had a display indicating that the two products were planned. Beyond its flagship World of Warcraft trading card game, based on the Blizzard Online game, Cryptozoic has previously focused its licensed products on TV shows. For an example, The Walking Dead, The Big Bang Theory. This will be the company's first releases based on films, although in some ways The Hobbit will function like a TV show, since it's a series rather than a single film. Game licenses for The Hobbit are getting sliced pretty fine. WizKids will release a HeroClix-based board game based on The Hobbit in October, in addition to its Lord of the Rings products. Games Workshop has a license for the tabletop games, and game licensees of the literary property include Fantasy Flight, Cubicle 7, and Ares. The first film in the series, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, will release on December 13th. Asmodee Editions releases Cyclades Hades, an expansion to Cyclades by Matigo. Cyclades Hades adds on 4 new modules to the base game, which will allow players to choose according to their experience level and the type of game they desire. Also, players will encounter new cards, figurines, and strategies. The Cyclades are currently at peace, but the sound of furious battle still echoes in our memories. Is this a long-lasting peace or nothing but a short truce? There are whispers that Hades will soon return, bringing his undead phalanxes and ghost ships. Every city-state will need to demonstrate their skill at recruiting powerful heroes and gaining the favors of all the gods of Olympus, even terrifying Hades, to extend its supremacy over his opponents. Cyclades Hades should be hitting stores right now. New from Compass Games is The God Kings, and it's a multiplayer card-driven game covering the ancient wars of the Near East from the 15th to the 13th century BC. This is a system modeled on Hannibal, Rome versus Carthage. Players control the armies of Egypt, the New Kingdom, the Hittites, the Mitanni, a long-forgotten Hurrite kingdom, and the Babylonian Kassites. A resurgent Assyria also makes an appearance as raiding parties. The God Kings is a card-driven game, and it's modeled, as I mentioned, on Hannibal, Rome versus Carthage. Each kingdom and its army is led by its king, and there are many kings included, some great and some not so great. Ramses II, the Pharaoh Queen Hatshepsut, Thutmose III, the Napoleon of antiquity, Amenophis IV, better known as Akhenaton, and of course Tutankhamun, all appear for Egypt's greater glory. Discover also Sepeluluma, greatest of the Hittite kings, terror of his enemies, and Muwatalli II, who would face and defeat the Egyptians at Kadesh. And of course, obviously, I have completely butchered just about every single one of those names outside of Ramses and Tutankhamun. Huh. The object of the game is to establish the greatest empire of the time, dominating provinces that will pay the empire tribute and provide you with timber, whilst defeating the enemies of your neighbors and the barbarians that always seem to appear at the worst times. Playable by 2-4 players with numerous scenarios, playing time is from 15 minutes up to 6 hours for the complete campaign. To get a better peek at the God Kings, swing over to CompassGames.com. New from Strategy and Tactics Press is World at War Issue 23, featuring the game insert by Joseph Miranda, Pacific Battles Guadalcanal. Pacific Battles Guadalcanal is a two-player operational level game with the Japanese versus the U.S., obviously because it's Guadalcanal. The game includes 228 die-cut counters with a battalion as the primary maneuver unit, and also includes air units, supply markers, campaign chits, suppression chits, and deception markers. The colorful map features the island of Guadalcanal, with each hex representing approximately 2 miles across, and includes such prominent locations as Henderson Field and Bloody Ridge, as well as various charts and tables for easy reference during play. The rules entail a variety of standard and unique rules, features as reinforcements, suppression, logistics, reorganization, headquarters, air operations, naval bombardment, fog of war, engineer units, fortifications, amphibious movement, evacuation, as well as optional rules detailing aspects such as high ground, artillery, air support, close air support, capturing supply, and airborne mechanics. Whew. The issue price is $30. Ladies and gentlemen, and anyone in between, Iron Painter is back from Weird Miniatures, and they've got a new banner, new MC, new judges, new themes, but that same old fun and iron. Do you have the endurance and iron to keep up? Do you want to have fun in the most challenging painting contest on the net? Do you want a chance at over $1,000 in cash and prizes? Ooh, yeah, $1,000. Ooh, yeah. Weird has been very generous with a purse and set the prizes up as follows. And it's important to note a do not finish DNF in any round will eliminate your eligibility for prizes, except for the gift of gab. The champion wins $500 cold hard cash. Okay, maybe a check or PayPal. Second place, and you must finish, is $50 cash and a $50 Weird store credit and the memory of forever knowing that you came oh so close. High score. Highest scoring single round score when the contest ends scores you $50 Weird store credit. I won with that? At the end of the contest, the lowest scoring winner that advanced to the next round by defeating an opponent, but not by disqualification or do not finish will win a $50 Weird Store credit. There's the Gift of Gab. Best post in any IP8 thread or photo comments will get you $50 Weird Score credit. And this is judged solely by the judges of the contest. We didn't win, but we had iron. 6 random iron painting participants that weren't eliminated by DNF and haven't won anything already will each get a $50 Weird Store credit. Please read the rules and understand the commitment this contest holds so you know what you're getting into before you sign up. Also in miniatures, Fiendish Fabrications has introduced Dr. Moeller and his toothsome assistant, Nurse Rictus, and her classic British choppers. Just when you thought a visit to the dentist had lost all of its old-world charm, Fiendish Fabrications has brought back all those dental nightmares of yesteryear. Be the first amongst your peers to feel the delicate grinding of the clockwork drill. And for those squeamish souls out there, Nurse Rictus can always give you a healthy dose of etheric laudanum. The set contains 2 figures, each with its own cast metal scenic base. I'm not familiar with Fiendish Fabrications, but I did take a look, and these look like some pretty cool figures. I'm always on the lookout for new miniatures manufacturers, or at least new to me. That's it for today, but I will be back again tomorrow. And until then, have a great Thursday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.